My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980, which is probably a good place to get to if you can, because you're about to watch Anthony spin a wheel, because there are consequences to be suffered. Because, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, even though the team is delayed a day this week, it is Competition Wednesday. We go head-to-head every single week on Wednesdays, typically at 5:30. 48 was great, but backed us up just a second here. So we're here at 5:45 with our three picks, our results from last week. And depending on what it is, Anthony, you might have to do some push-ups or something. You might have to just serve a punishment right now.
I think I am geared to do whatever punishment I must do right now. So if it... Until if it requires me to do 100 push-ups, more than I'll get those done before we even come back.
Okay, great. The other ones are going to have to wait. By the way, Anthony still owes me lunch from last week, so
I do.
Certainly haven't forgotten that. Probably should have done that today because we had a meeting and such, but we actually both brought our lunch like responsible people. So there's that. So we'll figure out lunch. But Anthony, last week, let's go over the picks. I had the Raiders +9.5. They won outright. I had the Bears. I thought it was +6.5. It was +6. So they lost by 6, right? If I'm remembering correctly. Sunday Night Football. That wound up being a... Yes, 19-13. 6-point game. So that's a push. And then Seattle, New England, +3.5. Seahawks won on a field goal in overtime. That's a cover for the Patriots. So I was 2-0-1 after being 2-1 the previous week. Actually, no, I was 3-0 the previous. No, I was 2-1 because Green Bay pooped the bed on in the Friday night opener. So I'm 2-1 the first week. I'm 2-0-1 the second week. You were 0-3 in week one.
I was 0-3 in week one.
How did week two go?
Baltimore.
You were on the other end of that.
Yep.
Yep. You had Ravens -9.5.
-9.5.
They lost outright.
Yep. I also took the Colts -3.5.
They
and
they lost.
They lost as well. Got 250 rushing yards put up on them.
Yeah.
And then the Steelers, I took -3.
So you got that one, right? Didn't you?
What was the final score for that game?
The final score in that game was...
Or was it a push?
It was 13-6.
Okay,
Steelers.
I won.
So you went 1-2.
I went 1-2.
Which is good because you're on the board.
It's better than 0-3, Craig.
But bad because, I was better, which means Competition Wednesday, the competition, you lost, Anthony. So why don't you did the art project. You got that big giant wheel behind you. And Anthony, if you want to hold that up, I will narrate here for the radio audience. It's quite the art project that Anthony has embarked on here. So we have 100 push-ups. We have a costume show, which again, very, very small costume. We'll buy the actual costume. It's just going to be like the little silly mustache glasses with the big nose that someone's going to have to wear throughout an entire show. Hot wings. I don't know why you put extra hot wings. It's just going to be regular hot wings. That's kind of the point. Is they're not extra hot. They're just hot. Like mango habanero level hot if you're a B-dubs aficionado. Lunch. Winner or loser buys winner lunch. What else is on there? Oh, the fantasy sub. Where I would be able to go into Anthony's fantasy lineup and sit anybody that I want in favor of someone else, and then I think that's all of them. Oh, an ice bath. You have to do an ice. What were we saying? 3 minutes in an ice bath.
Yes.
All right, 3 minutes in the ice bath. Anthony, spin. Oh wait, hold on. Wait for it. Wait for it. Spin that wheel! That was a terrible spin. It's still going, though. It spins better than I thought. And, oh, no, for Anthony! Give me your fantasy football lineup, bro! I get to do a fantasy sub for Anthony. We'll see how much damage I want to do to his lineup this week. I mean, we'll see what options exist. Anthony is 2-0 in the fantasy league. That's going better than Competition Wednesday. But I get to make a sub. Again, not a trade, nothing. I just get to take whoever his starter is, and I get to take one sub. So I need you to set your lineup so that I can unset it by one.
Ah, that hurt. Who do I play this week, too? What if I played you?
That'd make it even better for me. I do not believe that is the case, though.
No, it is not. Fantasy, okay. And then we got boom. Bada boom. Okay, so I play Doug's Dimadomes. Is this Doug in Richmond?
Yeah, I think that's Doug in Richmond. Yeah, you play Doug in Richmond.
Oh, he's 2-0.
Oh.
And he scored more points than me this season.
Yee.
Yeah, this is a big week. Craig, whatever you do, help me.
Why would I? That kind of defeats the point of the bit, Anthony.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to set my lineup.
Yeah, all right. So you focus on setting your lineup, and while you do that, we got to make the picks for this week. And I'm not going to lie. I don't love the slate this week for making picks.
I don't either.
I really do not like the slate this week for making picks. I do not feel good. Like, the last couple weeks, there's been a bunch of underdogs, and I'm like, yeah. I feel pretty good about this. I really do not feel good about this. I'm going to take two favorites this week, which is not the strategy that I would like to employ. Kevin Sheehan is going to be furious. Honestly, one of the teams I thought about taking was the Commanders. But that's too much stress on a Monday night to go Commanders +7.5. If I was going to bet that game, that's probably the direction I would go. But, alas, let's do it, Anthony. See if you can get some good picks on the board, and then I will look at your fantasy lineup in the commercial break.
It's set.
Okay, excellent. Here we go. You want first dibs?
Now you got it.
All right. It's like golf. I scored better on the previous hole, so I get to go first.
Pretty much.
The first game I'm going to look at, well, I guess I should go chronologically, is tomorrow night. The Patriots have been good to me so far this year. Week one, New England +8.5. Week two, New England +3.5. That's a good sound. I mean, it's a check mark. New England +6.5 against the Jets. I don't think the Jets are that potent offensively. So why? No thanks. Also, why did this line change? It was 6.5 5 seconds ago. Now it's -6. That sucks. Cost myself a half a point. But this is we're going with what's in front of me. Unless you find unless the line you're looking at is 6.5.
You said for the Patriots, right?
Patriots, Jets.
Oh, there it is. It's -6 over here.
Okay, I got it -6 too. That sucks. I should have taken a screenshot or something. But okay, I'll still take it. New England +6 against the Jets.
Okay, you're taking New England +6 against the Jets.
Yep.
I like it. A team that I've been high on, and I'm super proud of this guy, Justin Fields, for leading, is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You're just going back to the well, the one win you have.
Hey, I have to, man. I have to. They are set to play the Los Angeles Chargers. The line is 1.5. I'm going to take the Steelers to win this game. I think it's going to be a tough game, but I don't have Los Angeles running all over this Pittsburgh defense right here. Justin's going to have to do something. I'm going with the Steelers, baby.
I'm going to laugh when Pittsburgh... you have -1.5, right?
Well, yeah, what line do you have?
I have -1.5 as well.
Okay.
Okay, I thought you said -1 in a second. I was like, that's...
No.
Yeah, no, we gotta get the half point here. I'm going to laugh when Pittsburgh wins this game by one and you don't cover.
That would hurt.
That would hurt a lot. It's kind of one of those, though, at -1.5. If you like them in the game, just take them.
Yep.
And I looked at this game hard. I thought about trying to get cute with the Chargers and just buy myself that extra point.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, on the road, I don't know. I do think they're going to – I mean, this is going to be a knockout, drag-out game. This game could also be over in 2.5 hours.
Yep. A lot of
running. Not around the football, though. Okay, so you got Pittsburgh -1.5.
Yep.
My second game, I'm gonna hope that a team that I like a lot or a team that I thought I liked a lot is now in a bad way, just gets absolutely dump-trucked on the road by a team that I keep saying I think they're really talented, but it's a team that – had a pulse on last week, got New England to cover last week against Seattle. Seattle back home this week hosting the Dolphins. It's -4, no Tua. Dolphins look sideways. Seahawks probably a little agitated with how they played last week. I think Seattle can put up some points here. I'm going to go Seattle. I hate taking a big favorite, but I'm gonna do it. Seattle -4. I'm doing it.
That one sounds juicy, man. It definitely does. You had me tempted to go with you, but I don't think I'm going to do it. I like Miami's defense. I think Jalen Ramsey, DK, is going to have a good back and forth. I'm going to turn my attention to... Hold on. Where'd they go?
That's why I write mine down, Anthony. Like a professional, damn it.
Oh, I should have wrote it down. Oh, it was Buffalo. Buffalo -5 over Jacksonville. They were all the way at the bottom, my bad. Again, I'm just not a firm believer in Trevor Lawrence. I think what Buffalo's defense has up there is going to cause them some problems. I'm taking them outright to go out there, make a statement.
You realize that the -5 means they have to win by at least 5 points, right?
Yes.
When you say you're taking them outright. Like, no, you're taking them +5.
The Bills?
Yes.
-5.
-5, yes. You're taking the Bills -5, a.k.a. Yes. They have to win by at least 6.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm taking the Bills.
Yes. Okay. I thought about them, actually, because if I was going to bet a side in this game, I'd probably bet Buffalo. But, you know, they've been a team that's a little bit up and down. Jags, I just like, are they really this bad? Are they really going to start 0-3? They might be. This game, by the way, you'll hear on the Team 980 on Monday night. If you are driving around, obviously the Commanders will be playing later in the evening. It's the ESPN ABC doubleheader. The Commanders do have the Joe Buck, like, typical Monday night team. But, yeah, Jags, I like that. I like Bills -5 if I was going to pick a side there. I am not going to go to Monday Night Football to wrap up. I'm going to go to Sunday Night Football. The Falcons are one of the most interesting teams in the league.
They are.
But they are coming off a short week. Hosting the world champs. I'm going to take Kansas City -3.5. I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about anything else on this stupid screen in front of me. I thought about like going off the board and taking like a WNBA game tomorrow night or something. But I decided to stick with the NFL. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. Mahomes indoors. Can they get some of their speed guys going? Their defense is really nasty. Fingers crossed. I don't have great analysis for you there. I'm picking the Chiefs -3.5, and hopefully I wake up Monday morning and they've won by at least 4.
Keep that hope alive, Craig, and make sure you pray, man. My last pick, I'm going to go with the Houston Texans to go into Minnesota and take over their trap. Houston -2 over the Vikings. I think JJ's banged up. I think they
he is, but he's playing.
He's on track to play. But I still think, ooh, them Texans are going to get after them Vikings, man. I'm going CJ and the boys.
I'm a little Houston, scared the Vikings are good.
Minus two.
I thought about this game, but I'm a little scared the Vikings are good.
Are they three? No, are they 1-1 right now?
They're 2-0. Oh.
Are they 3-0 good, though?
Flores has got that defense cooking a little bit.
Are they 3-0 good?
I don't know. It's a team that Sam Darnold quarterbacked. Allowed to be that good. But I don't think the Houston's come out quite as gangbusters as some people thought either. So that team scared me. That's why the Chiefs are the most sure thing I can think of. So that's why I went with them. But we'll see.
This is interesting, man.
We'll see. It's Competition Wednesday. We'll see how the competition ended up next week when we get to the results on Wednesday. But in the meantime, I'm going to go look at Anthony's fantasy lineup and see who I want to take out of his lineup. And then I'm going to wait for him to buy me lunch because he started 0-2. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, this week's, as we said, a little bit funky in terms of the schedule because typically we would be doing a pick six. Dan Quinn and JD Daniels would have talked today, but because they're on Monday Night Football, they don't speak till tomorrow. So we bumped our NFL tiers from yesterday to today. So we rank the entire league next, and boy, is this going to be fun to take the Cowboys out of the top tier. That's next on the Hoffman Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.